Good morning. It's good to see everyone. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving with family, friends, to eat a lot of turkey there, right? And it's good to be back here. We were down in Maryland visiting Jamie's family there, and we had a pretty good time down there with the family there. Get to see them as often. As well, as it was mentioned today, we're hosting or having the youth, the traveling youth today. So if you are willing and able, we'll be glad to you be present there. And they come is a pretty nice, good number, and the kids are able to lead the service, and that's pretty good, good way of them to taking charge of the service there as well. And again, if you're able and willing, and then afterwards we'll be having our birthdays and anniversaries, and we usually provide a meal for them as well. If you're able, again, to be part of it, we'll be glad as well. Please be patient. Usually when we think about that, I mean, we'll work on it, right? We're all have our difficulties with being patient with ourselves and others as well. Myself included, preaching to myself as well. Sometimes, you know, it's difficult to be patient, but we need to understand that the Bible mentions it, and it's part of our daily walk as well, right? In Luke chapter 21, verses 19, the backup we see here, the signs of the times, as Jesus is talking to the apostles and letting them know what was happening and what was going to happen to them in the coming of, you know, preaching the word and the gospel. He lets them know in verse 19, by your patience possess your souls. And other translations will say your perseverance. So as Christians, we need to have patience with ourselves. I know some of us sometimes are hard on ourselves in meaning of, you know, that our Christian, in our Christian life of, you know, being impatient of some things or doing some things in our lives. But here, again, the verse in Luke chapter 21, verse 19, but your patience possesses your souls, meaning that our patience, by our endurance, and by our endurance, we are able to save ourselves, right? We are able to work. It suggests to us that, you know, keeping the endurance, right? That's in other translations, that's what is there. Patience, as we know, is one of the Christian virtues that if we possess, we'll never stumble. Like 2 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, let us know. And verse 6 tells us about being patient as well. If we all wish to go to heaven, if we all wish one day to go to heaven, the possession and the development of this aspect this characteristics must be a paramount, must be part of our lives, must be an essential tool that we're able to utilize as well, right? It is important as Christians to do that, right? We sometimes we're hard on ourselves on when we auto-analyze ourselves and being impatient a little bit, because sometimes, you know, we might not probably be there to the point that we need to be in being patient with ourselves. Again, the text and again the background of what in chapter 21 is again Jesus foretelling about the end of times and what was going to happen to them. And again, he was telling them about, you know, that you're going to be in the presence of people whenever they bring you, because you're going to be part of the testimony. You're going to be part of, you know, telling the gospel or spreading, you know, the gospel for my sake. But again, by your patience or by your endurance, you will possess your souls, or you will save your souls. So let us look at this aspect three. Let us look at first the definition. Let's look at a definition of patience. When people think of patient, they think of bearing up under trials or hardships without complaint. However, patience may be better defined as endurance and perseverance, and not so much quietly endurance or endurance without patience. But basically, the main thing, the main idea, is that patience is the idea of patience is that of endurance and never giving up. In other words, perseverance. As a Christian, I'm going to persevere and be patient in my Christian walk and my Christian life as well. That could be a definition that we can look at as well. Secondly, we need to be patient with our in this life. You know, we need to be patient in this life. As we see in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, chapter is the chapter of faith. And the Hebrew writer gives the example of other people that were patient, that people that by faith they endured and did things. He's talking about Abraham, talks about Moses. Verses 1 and 2, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great cloud of witnesses, and talking about Moses and Abraham and in the previous chapter of the many faithful people that did things, but great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnare us, and let us run with endurance the race that is before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So in other words, for me, we need to be patient in this life of meaning getting rid of sin, getting rid of the things that ensnare me and bring me down in my daily life. And again, looking at Jesus, the author and the finisher of faith, right? Because he's the one that endured it for us, before us, and set the example for us that we are able to do it, that we are able to follow that great example as well. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36 tells us, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. And that's the goal of every Christian. That's the goal of every Christian here in this congregation, in this church here that meets here. The goal of every Christian is to obtain the promise of eternal life, right? That's why we're all Christians. That's why we all are here worshiping and working in our Christian walk, that one day that we, whenever we get called in the presence of the Lord, that we will be able to enjoy that reward of eternal life. So again, we need to be patient in this life. We need to be patient in the daily walk that I have with myself here. So we have seen, first, a definition of patience. Secondly, we have seen we need to be patient in this life, and then the example that it was set for us, and as the Hebrew writers speak to us, the Hebrew writer gives us the example of other people in chapter 12, and then gives us a look into what Jesus did to us, and then tells us the endurance and who is the person, which is Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. In other words, the person, Jesus, is the one that complements us and help us to be patient in this life. In other words, for patient, and in another translations, again, it goes to the endurance of this life, the endurance of the Christian walk as well. Thirdly, let us look at some areas which we need to be patient in our lives as well. Areas that we need to be patient in our lives. We need to be patient with ourselves. 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 3 tells us, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceits, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babe, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow hereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. So we see that Christianity is a process of growth, not an event. So that means that when I become a Christian, doesn't mean that everything just gonna change right in that moment. It's a process, okay? It's gonna be a process of growth in my Christian life, right? In the years of struggle, changing some things in my life, of the things that attack us, because every day we all struggle. In general, we all struggle with sin. We all struggle with something that it comes and hunts us every time, and we try to work against it and try to do better. So we need to be patient with ourselves. I know some of us what's the word I'm trying to find? Perfectionist, that sometimes we need to be this certain way, and sometimes we lose our patience because we're not at the level that we need to be at. But we need, again, that means patience, the endurance, again, of trying to do things in this life, laying aside all malice, deceit, hypocrisy, and envy, and all evil speaking. So in other words, those are things that I need to get rid of in my daily life, in my daily walk with Christ. Those are things that still gonna be. We're gonna have a struggle in general, but we need to be able to work on them as well. And then we need to desire, like the verse says, we need to desire the pure milk. the word, in other words, that's the word is that's going to help me grow, that's going to help me understand how God wants me to live this life, how God wants me to be an example Christian, how God wants me to conduct myself in this world, then and as how I'm going to conduct myself in this world and how I'm going to do things and through the example as well. Secondly, we need to be patient in our marriage. We need to have patience in our marriage. As we see here in our society, in our world, divorce is like, you know, it's a regular word that is thrown without, you know, no hindrance or nothing. It's just like a regular word that people use as like, you know, normal. But we understand that, you know, that's an epidemic, and we need to be patient again with our marriage. 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us, 1 Peter 3:7 tells us, husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. So in other words, this verse is suggesting to me that, you know, there's a sense of respect to my wife. There's a sense of understanding and giving the right honor. With this, is not saying that, you know, we're not the head of the house, but with this, we understand that our wife play a pivotal role in our lives, and, you know, in our day-to-day, and raising the kids, and helping us through life, and helping us through the difficult times in our lives, and in the many things and the many aspects that, you know, when you're married, that you go through as well. Ephesians 5:22 verses 22 and 33 tells us as well, the same aspect, comparison of the church as marriage as well, gives us a comparison of the marriage and as Jesus treats the church. Ephesians 4:32 tells us, "And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." So in other words, I need to be tender. I need to know. I need to lovely give my understanding and my total understanding to my wife as well. Yes, I know sometimes it's difficult to do that. Sometimes it's difficult to comprehend them. But can't live without them, right? We cannot live without them. There's a reason God gave us the wife. There's a reason God gave us a partner. There's a reason God gave us somebody to be there for us as well, to guide us and to help us in our daily walk. And again, you are striving, when you get married, you're striving to find that person that is going to help you in your Christian life, that person that's going to help us go to heaven, right? That person that, you know, is going to sometimes point out things that are hard, but the end result is they're trying to help you in your Christian life, and they're trying to point things that are important in your life as well. With that, we need patience between parent and children relationship. Sometimes is difficult. Sometimes is hard as well, because we're all humans. We all commit errors as well. Ephesians 6:1-4 gives us a full disclosure of the relationship of father. Father parenting and son, the relationship that it should be as well. Colossians 3:21 tells us, "Father, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." So as a parent, I have to be able to help my children and not provoke them to anger. And I know this is sometimes difficult in our lives, but we try to do our best in parenting because, you know, as parents, we don't have a we don't get a manual when we when a baby comes into the world and it's part of your family, right? You're just trying to do your best to raise them in the admonition of the Lord and to teach them the importance, right? With this, I'm not suggesting or I'm not telling that, you know, we be patient, but it does not stand in opposition of discipline, right? We still have the obligation as parents to discipline our kids, right? But in a manner that God wants us to in a godly manner, the way God wants us to correct them as well, right? But not in opposition of discipline that, you know, of course, there always has to be some discipline, right? Children need to understand and be patient with their parents as well. It's a dual role that, you know, when children need to understand as well that be patient, that, you know, sometimes that attitude of knowing it all, that attitude of, you know, that I know how to do these things, you know, it's not going to help you as well. But they need to understand and be patient with the parents because the role as a parent as well, as all of us know it, is to guide our kids and to give them the best we can, and especially in the importance of becoming a Christian and being a Christian as well. Another area that we need to be we need to be patient in soul winning. As we've been going through the lessons here and on Sunday morning with Brother Lancaster, which I appreciate, a great lesson of, you know, teaching us how to personal evangelism. This is a key in our life as well. We need to be patient in soul winning. 1 Peter 3:1-4 tells us that the example as well as the example of a wife that's married to an unbeliever or a husband that's married to an unbeliever might bring somebody to church the way I conduct myself, right, as a Christian. That's probably the best way of, you know, personal evangelism that you can make as well. 2 Peter 2:5, we see the example of Noah there. The verse says, "And did not spare the ancient world, but save Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly." So we see the example of Noah, that only eight people boarded that the ark there, you know, and it took time. You know, you imagine, you know, God telling Noah, I need you to build this ark and the dimensions, and, you know, we all know this, the story of Noah, but then, you know, being made fun of, and all the harassment that probably took place in Noah's time, but he knew that he was going to be that he was doing something that God has asked him, and he was, you know, the preacher of righteousness. And, you know, it was the society at that time was wicked. So, again, Noah's mentioned in the New Testament, so it's important. So it's another key important verse that tells us, you know, again, that we need to be patient in soul winning. You can imagine how many times probably Noah went out and preached, went out and tell these people, you know, that there was a big flood coming out, that you needed to repent, that you needed to do what God, you know, God wanted them to turn to. And, you know, there was no results. There was no result besides his family. Sometimes, you know, when you're preaching, sometimes when we do things at church, sometimes it might seem that way. But as we learned today in our class, that, you know, we're just the provider. We're just the ones that give that initial contact. And then as well, you know, God is the one that that does the work itself, right? We're not the the key word that Brother Lancaster used. We're not the converters. You know, we're not going to convert a person right away, but you know, we work with them to get to that point as well. 2 Timothy 4:2 tells us, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering. See that word there, long suffering, same word of endurance, of patience, and long suffering and teaching. We are to teach with long suffering. In other words, I am to teach the word no matter what happens. I am to teach and bring others to Christ and preach the word. But this is not suggesting that I'm just going to, you know, going to do the job and then just, you know, sit, take the back seat and put the car on cruise control. No, this is not suggesting that. This is meaning that, you know, there's a work that is going to have to be taken care of. There's work that is going to be, needs to be done as well, but with long suffering, with patience, you know, because sometimes you never know whenever, you know, as human, you get frustrated when somebody is not receptive of the word, right? That's human, it's normal nature. Us as human, that, you know, when we try to preach to a person, when we try to convince the person to become a Christian, sometimes they're not well receptive. And the hardest ones as well, the hardest ones are even the ones closer to us, family members, because they're always pointing out some of the things, some of the errors that you have probably committed in the past, that we have probably committed and done in the past. But anyhow, with this, it's not suggesting that I just give up on them, because you never know. Maybe one morning or one day they'll call you and say, hey, I want to get baptized, or I want to, you know, become a Christian as well. So we need to be patient in the soul winning process. You know, we're not, sometimes as church, we get the goal. We want, you know, a lot of people to become Christians, but it takes a while. It takes a while for us to understand and to, you know, God do the process there. And so we need to be patient in the soul winning. We need to be patient with even the church growth, right? The mission of the church is to glorify Christ in every aspect, as Ephesians 3:21 tells us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So we need to, you know, the mission of the church is to glorify Christ, that I'm doing the right thing in the sight of the Lord, and I'm glorifying him as well. Growth, it's out of our hands. Faithfulness is our concern, 2 Corinthians 4:2. But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor in handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So again, when we try to preach the gospel, when we try to reach others, it's, you know, to glorify the Lord, to glorify him, and that he will do the work on that person as well. We need to be patient as well regarding the coming of the Lord as well. You know, we know that Jesus is coming back, but as Acts 1:11 tells us, we also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. You know, this is whenever Jesus was going up to heaven, they were gazing up and, you know, feeling left behind. But we know that Jesus is going to come one day. We know that Jesus is coming, and it's not, we don't know the time or the hour, or we're not able to do that, because only God knows that. 2 Peter 3 verse 4 tells us in saying, Where is the promise of his coming? This is when the apostle Peter there was telling people or reassuring people that there was, in that time, they were doubting the coming of Christ or that he had come, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue. They were from the beginning of creation. Then you see in verse 9 there, he, the Lord, is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is longsuffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So again, we don't know when the Lord is coming, but we need to be patient. Whatever, you know, we get distracted, or we get sometimes too much involved in whatever is occurring in the world, and you know, whatever people are telling, you know, there's even other people talking about, you know, the rapture and all this and all these things. And it's like, you know, we don't know where the Lord's coming, and there's no such thing as that. People are publicating books that are such, you know, lies. Don't get wrapped on that. We don't know whenever the Lord is coming. And, you know, yes, we this world is, you know, it's a mess, right? And people are trying to tell us it's the end of the times or this and that, but we don't know when the Lord is coming, so we need to be patient on that. And all that we know to do is to be prepared for him whenever he comes, that whenever he comes, that I'm able to go to him, and that I'm going to be able to obtain that reward. So these are things that we need to look at, areas in which we need to be patient and endure in endurance as well. The development of patience will help us keep us from falling as Christians, from falling and being diverted or losing focus in what I need to be, in what a Christian walk I need to do as well. We need to work diligently to be patient and follow the example that has been set for us through Christ Jesus. Christ is the ultimate example for us that we need to look at, and that not be distracted as well. So we need to be patient. Again, like in other translations, we need to be endured. We need to wait to that moment and endure the things that make us grow as Christians, that are going to help us in our lives. These are important things. And I know that we all know all these things. We all have heard it at some point, but it's important to not lose the focus of it. So please be patient with yourself. Please be patient with ourselves and in our personal growth, and as Christians as well, that in the end, you know that we're going to obtain the great reward, which is the eternal life as well. So we need to be patient with ourselves as well. Is there, if you're subject to the invitation this time, great decision you're ever going to make is become a Christian. Great decision you're going to make is to become a Christian, a follower of Christ. And it's important for you to realize that. We don't know what tomorrow will hold. We don't know what tomorrow would be. And that we need to understand that we're all sinners, and that you need to understand and come to the knowledge of confessing your sins and being and becoming and starting that walk with Christ. And if you started that walk with Christ and deviated, come back to Christ. It is important. The endurance, the patience of learning and doing the things, the right things, the righteous things that are set for us in place. If you're needing of anything, let us know as we stand and sing our invitation.